Judo. Judo, or gentle way, as it is translated, began back in the 19th century. Perhaps not as far back as you thought. Judo isn't an ancient martial art. It was conceived by a Japanese man by the name of Jigoro Kano, who lived from 1860 to 1938. Kano was born into a quite wealthy family and married the daughter of a sake brewing company owner, before working as an official in the Bankufu government. Sake is a traditional Japanese drink made from fermented rice wine. It is usually served warm as a drink to accompany a meal. Kano was well educated, studying English and German, and also became an expert at Japanese calligraphy, an ancient practice of Japanese writing. What led Kano to form judo was his search to find a teacher of another martial art called jiu-jitsu. He was bullied at his boarding school and thought that the best way to overcome this was to learn the art of self-defense, but he found it difficult to find someone who could train him in jiu-jitsu, which is also a form of exercise as well as a discipline for self-defense. After some searching, he found a place to learn and developed what was to become judo, a physical sport developed for self-defense rather than attack, and where the aim is to throw your opponent to the ground to score points. In fact, the word judo came from the word jiu-jitsu and do, which means in translation, way or path. Rules. There are many techniques used in judo. Here are some of the terms used. Throwing. Standing. Sacrifice. Hand. Hip. Foot and leg. Rear and side. Here we explain some of the meaning behind these three basic techniques used in judo. First, there is the throwing technique, known as the nagawaza. Then we have the grappling technique, or katame waza. And finally, atame waza, or the striking of your opponent. Judo is best known for throwing and grappling rather than striking in sport. The main aim in competition with judo is to unbalance your opponent so that they fall onto the ground. This can be done by tripping or throwing your opponent so that he or she falls onto his or her back. This is known as a yuke. So now you have the background as to how it all began and a basic understanding of how you can defeat your opponent. Now, let's look at how competitive judo as a sport began. The first official rules of judo were agreed in 1899. Wins were awarded for throwing the opponent onto his or her back or by pinning them on their back and holding them until the opponent submits. A contest lasted for 15 minutes. Between 1899 and 1916, the rules continued to change into what we see today as the modern Olympics. The first competition held was in 1930 and continued every year apart from the period between 1941 and 1948, which was Japan's wartime period. The first World Judo Championships were held in 1956, with 21 countries and just 31 competitors taking part. Up until 1980, it was an all-male sport. It wasn't until this time that women were allowed to compete. Judo made its first appearance at an Olympic Games back in 1932, but it was only to be demonstrated by its creator Kano as a potential sport to be included in future games. It wasn't until the Olympic Games of 1964 in Tokyo, Japan, that it was included as a sport for men. The highest score in judo is known as an ippon. This is where the opponents throw onto his or her back with great force. You also have a waza-ari, where the opponent is thrown to the floor, but with less effort than that of an ippon. Both moves will score good points. A throw that causes your opponent to fall onto their side is called a yuko. Remember that once your opponent has been thrown to the floor, you have to pin them there to prevent them from moving. Again, this scores points. Equipment. If you take part in judo, you will have to wear the correct outfit. In judo, this is known as your kyogi or judogi. This is made up of cotton pants and cotton jacket. The jacket is pulled together with a belt. It is similar to that worn in karate, but is much thicker because it has to withstand pulling during grappling with your opponent. The belt shows how well the opponent is qualified in judo. Students of judo will typically wear a white belt, then pass through ranks as they learn judo until they are awarded a black belt. This is known as the Dan grade. Here is how the colours are awarded. White, yellow, orange, green, blue, brown, and then black. The highest grade award for a black belt is a 10th Dan. Regulations. Judo these days is regulated as a sport by the International Judo Federation. That oversees the rules and makes sure that the rules are always followed and that the sport is promoted to a wider audience, such as this year's Olympic Games, for example. Famous people. A few celebrities have also competed in judo. Mel C, aka Sporty Spice from the Spice Girls. Movie star Chuck Norris. Comedian and actor Peter Sellers, best known as Inspector Clouseau from the Pink Panther movies of the 70s. He was president of the London Judo Society in 1962. Lead singer of the band Duran Duran, Simon Le Bon, and his wife Yasmin also practiced judo. But one of the most famous people to enjoy the sport of judo is Russian President Vladimir Putin, who is a sixth dan in judo.